USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6 committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is holding an event Tuesday morning to discuss the Biden administration's plan to help women retain access to abortion. Secretary Becerra addresses calls by congressional Democrats to build abortion facilities on federal land.
We are aware of a number of ideas and proposals, many of which we have been considering internally ourselves. We have made no decisions yet. We certainly would have conversation with the president to make sure we implement his directives to us in trying to protect women's reproductive health care services.
The elementary school in Texas where 19 students and two teachers were murdered is being torn down. Uvalde is asking for the public's help to build a new one. A charitable foundation has been set up to collect donations. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee investigating the Capitol attack is holding another hearing today. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Voters are heading to the polls in a number of states Tuesday. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. An automaker is recalling one of its electric vehicles.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
At the G7 meetings in Germany, world leaders announced they plan to tighten sanctions against Russia. On Fox and Friends First, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says the Russian economy is recovering.
As long as oil prices are through the roof, as long as Biden refuses to unleash American oil, then Putin's going to be able to fund his war machine indefinitely.
Analysts say besides China, India has become one of Russia's main oil purchasers. In June, the Russian ruble hit a 7-year high against the dollar. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.